Homer Nicholson is with us in studio, Mayor. Thank you for being here.
Good morning, Sean. Thank you for having me in this morning.
Well, yesterday was an unusual day in that it was a day where you issued an emergency declaration for the city of Ponca City. The governor did as well shortly after you did.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all in response to COVID-19, coronavirus, and, you know, there's a lot of anxiety.
Yes.
In our community, in our state, and mm-hmm. in the world.
Yes.
But from a local level and a city perspective, things are being done. Precautions are being taken. And something you said yesterday, it's better to be over prepared than under.
That's right, Sean. City staff has been watching this ever since it broke out. We don't want to overreact, don't want to be reactionaries, but we certainly do not want to be guilty of ignoring a problem.
Yeah.
So we've been watching it just hour by hour, and had a lot of staff interaction, and we decided that it was better to go ahead and make the public aware that this could be dangerous, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
So we decided to go ahead and issue the proclamation and declare a state of emergency so that people will know that this could be serious.
Yeah.
And it is serious if you're affected by it. So
right.
We were very, very cautious and had several staff helped make the decision, all departments involved, so that everybody was informed.
Yeah.
And
well, once that case was confirmed in Kay County, and the governor, of course, made mention of that, the state health department has made mention of that. It's public knowledge that there's a confirmed positive case here in Kay County, and as testing becomes available, then those numbers could increase. We certainly hope not, but that's certainly the pattern with this COVID-19. And so precautions are in place. You know, Craig Stevenson, city manager, I know you're working closely with Craig.
Yes.
And everyone on the city level. But he was talking about the senior center being closed.
Yes.
The programs at the Recplex. Recplex open, but no fitness classes and things like that. And it's things like that have got to be done in a situation like this. And what else does that emergency declaration from the city, what else does that open up or provide, or what else does it do other than really setting the tone of the importance level of this whole thing?
Well, you summarized it very well. It's our understanding that seniors are much more vulnerable.
Yeah.
So we thought we definitely want to protect our seniors. One reason we declared a state of emergency is that it enables us to be able to qualify for federal or state funding.
Yeah.
And in the event that it does get bad and we need outside help, we can't get it unless we have declared a state of emergency. So that was one reason that we did it.
Yeah.
Again, extremely careful, trying not to alarm the citizens, want the citizens to take it for what it is.
Yeah.
Be aware, be careful, be clean. Don't go anywhere that you don't have to go.
Right.
Avoid large crowds. Avoid being close to people. Try to keep a distance of 10 feet from anyone. And if you have to sneeze or cough into your open inside of your elbow, your sleeve, your coat sleeve, shirt sleeve. So, the funding and declaring state of emergency puts us in a whole different situation from state and federal funding.
Well, and I know it's not something that you take lightly, and anyone on the municipal, state level, national level takes lightly when you declare a state of emergency, but it's necessary and needed to open up the funding, cut some red tape, and make sure that resources are available. And of course, this next question really, you know, calls for opinion or speculation, but to calm, I mean, the calm, there's so much anxiety going around. Mm-hmm. There's so much nervous energy with all of this, with a lot of people to varying degrees. There are some people that I've come across or talked with who are very casual. Mm-hmm. They're very calm.
Mm-hmm.
There are other people that they're very panicked.
Yes.
What, as the mayor of Ponca City, what is your message to those that maybe just finding themselves full of anxiety this morning.
Well,
I mean, what do you do?
Yeah, I want to just caution people, do not be alarmed. Just take it, stay low, stay cool, just take it for what it is, and do not be alarmed. If you need to be alarmed, we'll let you know, but don't be alarmed. Just watch what you do. Yeah. Don't touch anything you don't have to touch, and be sure and wash your hands with hot soap and water or alcohol-based wipes, and don't be out any more than you have to be out.
Right.
Nobody knows across the world what this is going to evolve into. As long as we see the numbers going up, we need to be very concerned.
Right.
Some say that summer coming on, this will probably die off and go away, but nobody knows because we don't have a treatment for it, and we just want people to be aware of it, take it for what it is, and be cautious and be careful. And again, it's a hard decision. It was a real hard decision for us because we meditated for a long time as to what to do.
Yeah.
We didn't want to scare people, don't want to alarm people.
Right.
But we want people's attention to listen to the media, listen to what's going on, watch the media. The media sometimes have a tendency to sensationalize things.
Right.
And I know I personally, at the early on, thought this was a little bit of media over-sensationalization. But I'm taking it for face value now and just watching it hour by hour.
Yeah. We look forward to hearing more from Mayor Homer Nicholson. And we do hope you'll join us as we continue through this. And get through this. And you know, we're going to get through this together.
We will.
And hopefully it passes sooner rather than later.
Well, Ponca City is a great community that, generally speaking, we're away from all of those type of problems.
Yeah.
Problems happen in the larger cities, we're generally pretty immune to it. But when we had, a case pop up positive in Ponca City, we thought, whoa, we got to get active.
Yeah. For sure. Mayor Homer Nicholson, thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Sean. It's my pleasure.